Last orders at the bar, please.
Welcome to Tavern Tales. These are the adventures of The Rookies, a curated actual play of the tabletop role-playing game Masks, a New Generation from Magpie Publishing. Previously on Tavern Tales, can the team work together to defeat this horrible mechanized threat facing them?
Come sit down and drink with the enemy, raise a glass and toast to the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own. So come sit down and laugh with the enemy, raise a glass and sing to the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own. So
right. Adora sees there's nowhere to run. So the panel is a three-shot panel where Adora like crouches down in this like super squat, and you see the arrows, the lines of force coming down in the cracks of the ground as Adora pushes into the ground and then leaps up into the air in like this beautiful superhero pose. And there's this like shaft of light across Adora. Adora's hood has flipped open and it's almost like a
cape. Like a cape. I look like a superhero.
And then Adora comes... you know, with two fists over her head, her chest.
What is that? The
big triangle.
The Kirk move?
Like two-handed.
Two-handed punch? A punch over the
head.
And
Adora slams her hands down into a pile of mechanical spiders that are coming towards her. But we can see in the last panel the faces of George and Terry and Salarian as they're all a little piled together looking, and they all have this like wide-eyed, oh no, expression on their faces as Adora slams into the ground. Please roll to directly engage a threat. I'm guessing you're also a bull in a china shop.
Yes, I am. So I am.
This will do whatever it is. Extra that it does.
Oh no.
It's okay. I have danger. I got, so that's 5, 6, 7. I got a 7.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Just enough.
And then I cause significant collateral damage to the environment, and I choose an additional option even on a miss.
Right, so you get to pick two of those options.
I do.
And Adora has smashed the ground and opened up a big pit. And we'll see what happens when you tell me what you've chosen.
So I'm going to resist future blows from the spiders.
When you directly engage a threat, you are both coming at each other. So punch, punch will happen as opposed to...
It says I can resist or avoid their blows.
Yeah, you resist or avoid their blows. So you're not going to have to roll to take a powerful blow or mark a condition.
And I frighten my opposition.
Okay, cool. Yep. So you have a +1 forward against them because they are scared of you. And you open up a pit in the ground, and you and a pile of the spiders fall into that pit.
Sounds great.
No.
We are marking the first condition against the spiders that they have faced and they've taken so far. So I'm going to say that that makes them angry. And normally I would then get to do an angry move from the book, but I could also choose to do their own spider moves. And so I'm going to say that as that pit has opened up and the collateral damage has caused that, as those spiders fall in, another wave of spiders crawls out. And all three of you are staring at this new wave of more spiders come marching out, stabbing their metallic legs into the concrete floor, coming towards you.
Oops.
Shit.
So,
I think we should leave.
Well, I think we have to find a way to close.
I was going
to
say, we also have to rescue Adora now. Because she's in a giant pit with spiders.
Don't worry about me. I'm fine.
I don't know. Terry's freaking out because he saw Adora fall into a pit with spiders. So he is going to run to that pit.
You're currently being held by George.
Why am I still being held?
Your cape is all tied up around your legs.
Screw that. Sword, cut off, cape, and run. Can I cut off my cape? Clip, clip. I have clips. Clip, clip.
All snaps.
Well, oh, again, Matador the spiders. Andale, andale.
There's a whole bunch of panels in the back page of this comic book that are just like possible things for Terry to have done, and clip, clip of unclipping a cape and like using their sword as a fabric cutter, be like trying to angle his sword the right way to cut his cape free. And his legs are all still tied up even then. And yeah, it's delightful. But what are you actually going to do?
I am going to get untangled from this mess of humans here / aliens. Once I'm up, I am going to take off my cape because it is detachable. I've decided this. And I'm going to use it like a matador cape to draw the spiders.
It has never been detachable before.
Because I've never used it as a matador cape for spiders.
Okay.
Why would it be a red cape in the inside if it was not detachable for matador reasons?
Because it's for figure skating twirls. And you don't want that detachable when you're doing a, you
that
know,
is fair.
A super spin.
Made modifications when I turned into a superhero.
Okay. You want to spend your gem for that?
That's it, for the clip clip.
Yeah, I want to do the clip clip.
All right, can you please describe for me the little panel there of Terry Chase modifying his sequin beautiful figure skating robe to turn it into a superhero outfit?
Yes, first of all, he took the sequins off because he hated those damn things. He's not going to be scintillating while fighting.
He still is.
No. Okay. Well, maybe he got most of them off, but there's still some there and they're in awkward places too. So it's great. So he fixed his cape in such a way that it has like a clasp on it that he can like rip it off quickly when he needs. Mm. So he can use it for like sword traps as well as like matador. We actually do cape work in sword where you can like wrap your cape around the sword and go disarmed. And so that's what he does. He like makes his cape quickly detachable. Terry modified his costume so he could take off his cape easily so he can use it for like sword traps and fighting bad guys, like blinding them and then twisting them up in his cape, or matadoring the spiders in this instance, which is going to be very helpful. So his cape is detachable. There is like two really heavy duty clasps that he like twists them and he can like rip it off, go whoop, ah!
Yes. And it's at this point that we learn, as Terry's doing that, that the capelet that you'd had as a figure skater, because the full cape would have been impossible, you had thought was always just a capelet. But as you removed it from your costume, you found there was an inner seam and the fabric had always seemed heavier than you thought it was. And we watch as Terry realizes that there's a lining that he can just easily remove the thread from, and the whole cape unfurls to this huge black with a red interior cape.
Nice.
And there is a like a made in label whatnot in it as well. And from all intents and purposes, when we see that written in the Spanish script in this like stitched in writing, it is the cape of Zorro.
The De La Vega cape.
No, it is the Cape of Zorro. You keep calling it that, but it's the Cape of Zorro. This is the famous Cape of Zorro that has always been on your back and heretofore until now when you've spent the gem. So you can use the Cape of Zorro as a prop, as a tool, much as you use the Sword of Zorro to do certain moves and abilities. The Cape of Zorro gives you opportunity to tie up or confound your enemy.
And it had sequins on it? What a shame.
No, the costume has sequins on it. The cape did not.
Stupid, I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is the coolest thing ever. Okay. I'm so excited I did that. thank you, Gal.
See, this is why when you say I want to spend a gem, good things happen.
Yeah. Very good.
Also, our beacon is made better by having tools.
You need things.
Yeah. Is there a place for... I just put it under other moves.
Other moves.
Okay. Cool.
No powers and not nearly enough training. When you pick up a new piece of gear, you can write it in as a new ability if this line is empty. The first time you use each piece of gear to directly engage a threat, unleash your powers, or defend someone, you can roll plus mundane instead of the normal level label if you'd like. But I think your mundane's pretty low.
So the one that I have there, then do I just move that to here?
What is the move you currently have?
A stunning look, which I'm trying to remember what that was from. I think it was from a taser. Yes. I picked up a taser somewhere along the way.
So you can either do that or it's the cape.
I can't have both the TKs.
You have both the items. It's just when you first use it. Okay.
Lame.
So this is the panel we got in the background as we realize this, as Terry Chase unclasps his cape to the oohs and ahs of everyone around him. Yep. Silent oohs and ahs.
Ooh, ah.
Yeah, well, three of the teammates all see it. Terry knew this.
I knew this.
But this was in the back panel. Anyway, so what happens, Terry? What do you do?
When I release my cape, I flip it around so the red is like there in the spider's face, and I start to use that to like direct the spiders over to something.
Cool. I think you might be rolling to provoke.
I am. That sounds perfect.
Ruh-roh.
So this person isn't really susceptible to your words, but the red lining of the cape causes them to come before. You've got a plus one on this because you're using your cape, and you get to roll plus mundane if you would like to instead.
They're both zero, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, mundane is now zero. That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're doing it against an NPC, so roll away. None of your conditions are impactful on this?
No, but I have a three, which is very bad.
Yeah, I don't even think you could get team from all your friends could get you to six. You could spend it selfishly to get to seven, and that would take out three team from the pool. Four team from the pool? Yeah, four team from the pool.
I think I failed.
All right.
I'm a mark some potential for that one.
You whirl your cape, the lasers focus upon it for a moment, you mark potential, and suddenly a spray of webbing comes out from these spiders seeking to entangle you. What do you do?
I am going to do something called the Dance of the Iron Butterfly, which is a... Shut up! It's a sword thing.
Okay.
So it's like basically a quick sword move. So like, and you keep moving the sword. So it like slices. So I'm going to try and cut all the webbing as I'm spinning with the sword.
Terry Chase has his cape in his hands and then tries to get his sword out at the same time. And his sword might not even be there. It might be over there on the floor as he reaches for it. I'm going to give your two teammates an opportunity to step in here if they would like to.
Solarian is actually going to assess the situation to see what he can...
All I needed to know was if you were going to rush to defend Terry.
George is. George is going to run in and get in front of the webbing. He thinks Terry's doing fine, but notices webbing and quickly rushes in like full jogger. Whoosh. And you see a whoosh as he's running.
George.
Yeah.
Beefy thighs. Rises from the ground quickly, right? Gets that first yard line and goal stance with his legs powered, ready to go. The snap is heard, but George is on defense. George charges forward, the one arm straight up with its fingers pointed straight up like he's getting a high five from somebody to one side of him. His arm is at a right angle. The other arm is at a right angle pointed down. He's got that perfect pose. You don't get to see the arms go back and forth because that's just a whir of colors as the whoosh comes out from behind George as he drives forward, throwing himself in front of the webbing. Mm-hmm. Cool. Roll to defend.
I only have a six and I have no savior.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I failed. I think I'd take a blow.
You only need a seven to defeat this, though.
Can I give a team?
You cannot. Unfortunately, you're not even anywhere nearby.
Can I give
you're
a team?
A what?
Exactly. So do you have influence over George?
Yes.
You have influence over George. So yes, you can spend a team to help George defend. That gets George to a seven. So he defends and you're going to keep Terry safe from the webbing, but you are going to either expose yourself to danger or escalate the situation.
Expose myself to danger.
Perfect. That sounds great. And then what are the three things are you going to do?
I'm going to clear my condition of guilty.
Cool. Would have been able to clear that one anyway at the end of this conflict.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I just thought it made more sense.
I would like to clarify something. If I was nearby, could I have given him a plus one because anyone working towards the same goal as the teammates can give them a plus one in their role?
If you were closer, yes.
Okay.
And that's one of your moves, right?
No, it's just in the team mechanics section because we're all working towards the same goal.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah. Okay. There you go.
I just wanted to clarify.
These two are already working together anyway, and they could have definitely done that.
Yeah.
But they also have influence over each other, so it's fine. It works out either way. Okay, so roll to take a powerful blow as the webbing entangles you.
Low like garbage. Dang it. Six?
Plus your conditions is a seven.
Yeah.
So on a seven and nine, choose one.
I will give the opposition an opportunity.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, I thank you so much.
You're
for
welcome.
This. I don't know what to do.
Yes,
it's been so infrequent.
You have like
that,
a list. They all die.
You and I are going to have words after this.
That's fair. We always have words. I like talking to you.
Terry is so pissed.
I just saved you.
Yeah, twice.
It was all a dream.
You're welcome, I think is the words you're looking
no.
for.
You saved Terry in the wrong way.
This is like the pant thing all over again. You're welcome are the words I'm looking for.
He's like, damn it, I'm a superhero too. Stop it.
We all need, we're a team. We all work together.
Okay, I'm going to do the GM basic move.
Uh-oh. Stop it. No, you're not allowed, but I guess you are.
Salarian, you are standing there. You're laying there. Everyone has rushed off to leave you. And once again, they are gone to the front to save you because you can't seem to do anything. And you see your sister in the astral plane as a spider goes right through her. Initially, it seems like, oh no, she's in danger because your sister's suddenly here out of nowhere. Stella is. But the spider goes through her. So you realize that she's not actually here. And Stella says to you, what conditions do you currently have?
Afraid, angry, hopeless, and insecure.
And she's going to say, Dad says that if you can get through this without your abilities, that he'll make you ungrounded. But like, I don't know. I feel like you suck anyway, and you should just run away from the battle because everything you do generally just hurts the world around you or the people you love.
Oh, harsh.
Rude.
What do you do?
Shift your labels.
Yeah, I have a feeling that's probably going to happen.
I am not forcing you to make a check or to shift your labels or anything like that. I'm stoking the four conditions you currently already have, reminding you how hopeless and angry and guilty and insecure you currently feel, because you're just not guilty about anything yet, as you're told that if you can get through this without using your powers, that you'll be ungrounded.
So because Salarian is feeling all of these things, he's going to do something very drastic.
Look around to see what advantages can be had from this situation.
He's going to act selfishly, and he's going to run away.
Wow.
Oh.
What a jerk.
Where are you going to go?
You're going to have to get past me first.
Aw, damn it. Yeah, he's going to try and move past X-Bay.
Okay.
He just feels completely useless at this point, especially with what Stella said. So you see in one panel, like it's from like a third person view of Salarian. So you can see the back of his head and he sees like all this like carnage and chaos going on. And then in the next panel, you just see him running away and like one tear, but it's not a tear. It's like a star. It's like leaving his eye as he heads towards X-Pay.
Okay. X-Pay, you see a sobbing and emotional Salarian limping his way towards you.
X-Pay is going to try and offer some words of encouragement. And
oh, what do you say?
X-Pay is going to say, Salarian, I know this seems really hard right now, and this is a really big challenge, but I believe in you, and I've seen what you can do, powers or no powers. Terry doesn't have powers, and look what they do on a daily basis to help our team. I think you can do it, and I think you can overcome all of these spiders as long as we do it as a team.
Ooh.
That sounded great, but Terry's an asshole and just said that he doesn't need the team to do what needs to be done ever. And that was not even a few hours ago that happened.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you necessarily want to compliment Terry by way of comforting Salarian. So
oh, come on.
I'm not complimenting Terry on their team effort. I'm complimenting on their ability to fight things without powers.
So could you just color it a little bit different to be like, even Terry, who doesn't even have any powers and is a complete asshole, manages to be an effective contributor to this team?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Roll to comfort your friend.
Well,
I say one thing on national television. Didn't even know I was being filmed.
Oh, yeah. 10.
Do you have any conditions that would work against? Are you angry? Okay, so on a hit, they hear you and they can either mark potential, clear a condition, or shift labels if they open up to you. Want to clear a condition there, Salarian?
Yeah, Salarian's going to clear hopeless.
Yeah.
Yay.
I love that.
Yay.
And because you got a 10 plus, you can also add another team to the pool, which is down to 5, or you can clear a condition on yourself.
I'm going to clear a condition as well.
Yeah, what are
I'm
you
also clearing hopeless.
Excellent. Aww. So Solarian, Xpei's words have reached you in the heart of the conflict. While Xpei is saying all of this, Xpei is like sound blasting spiders into the hole down where Bo is. As
here you go.
Xpei says these words that reach out to you. And there's a panel where Xpei's reaching out to you like, we can do this sort of thing. And that's when Solarian reaches out and takes Xpei's hand. And both of you realize there is hope in this moment. And what do you do?
So for the first time in this current life, being on the human planet or whatever type of planet we're on, because Solarian is, he's kind of like hunched over the way he's trying to like crawl away. He observes Xpei like they're a god. There's like a holy aura over them as it is drawn. And he's in awe of Xpei and the words that they've done. And he hates Stella right now because of what she said. She's being a bee.
Like a B-E-E, like, you know, stung him brutally.
And so Solarian's going to turn back, still not feeling too good about himself, but feeling better than he was.
And do what?
So what Solarian's going to do is he's going to scan the entire area of carnage. It goes back to that third person view behind his head.
Yeah.
He's going to try and see what here he can use to help the team because he has no powers.
Right. So that's the end question that you're looking for. The panel is he squints his eyes and he looks across at everything that he can see there. And you can roll to assess the situation.
7.
Woo. Yeah.
Is there a condition that you've currently marked that's provoking any difficulty there?
Oh, it says,
Are you guilty?
No, I'm not guilty. I'm good. So it's 7.
You're lucky there, hey? Yeah. Guilty was the only one he's missing, so it's just a 7. That means it's a success. You get to ask, I believe, one question.
And I shall ask the question I'm asking. What here can I use to help the team? Because I have 0 powers, as far as I'm aware.
Right. You turn as you scan, you see nothing in front of you, and you are immediately dismayed. Once again, you let go of Xpei's hand because hopelessness builds in you once more. As you turn to leave, the doors open and you see all of the kids in the daycare are seated crisscross applesauce on the ground and they're all holding little pads and looking at the pads.
Oh.
You stupid kids.
Is that what you say?
Goddamn technology in your iTablets.
Do they all look really focused on the tablets?
As kids looking at any sort of tablet, they are insanely focused upon it.
So just out of curiosity, Solarian's going to go see what's on the tablets that they're
cool.
all focused
he goes
on.
Walking towards the tablets. Bo, our panel shifts darkness.
Hello.
Bo lands in a superhero pose that you'll get to describe for me in a moment as spiders rain down around you.
Recently, I saw Black Widow, and it made fun of the superhero pose. So it is the classic, you know, bent knee lunge, and the hood flies back because somehow the hood went up and then now it's back down and my hair is like blowing.
So we get 2 panels then, right? Because we don't get the fall, we just get the land and then the hair flip.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kay.
I am surrounded by spiders, I assume.
Yes, you are.
In the darkness of this tunnel, this impromptu tunnel I've created.
Yeah.
Or hole. Okay. So Bo is incredibly powerful and wants to actually make the hole deeper so it's harder for the spiders to get out. And maybe she can collapse it in, like bring them, maybe not like directly down, but like at an angle down. So then she can get out and then she can collapse the tunnel on top of the spiders. That's my current plan.
What is Bo doing?
Bo is going to punch the wall.
Okay.
Physics. What fixed physics?
So we just see the panel of Bo destroying
punching,
a wall.
Yeah, just going at it, using spiders to destroy a wall.
2 hands overhead, you slam into a wall. The wall collapses to one side of you and spiders begin to pick themselves up, flip themselves over and start to come towards you.
It's very creepy.
At the top of the pit, we have Terry and George.
George is going to rush into the pit to see if he can find a door. So we just see him again, super running. And you see a purple blur in one of the panels as he's going to jump feet first.
Okay.
Into the pit. Just
roll to take a powerful blow. Because George is fast.
He's not that fast?
What?
Run around the edge
Dude,
of the pit.
I don't know how much physics you've done, but being fast does not necessarily mean you're good at landing when you fall.
Oh, I thought I was getting hit as I was getting to the pit.
No,
oh,
you're, okay.
No,
you're,
I'll accept
you're,
that.
You're
yeah, yeah.
Just jump throwing yourself into a pit.
Mm-hmm. No, I'll take that.
Okay.
That makes sense. I thought it was as I was getting there. I'm like, I
yeah,
want
to. Yeah, that sounds
the
great.
Pit.
Terry, you see George rush forward, try to throw himself into the pit.
Yeah, well, that was stupid.
Okay.
No, I'll do something. Terry is confused. Is this pit span like the entire width of the
no.
quarter? No? Sweet.
It's a big hole in the middle of the room.
And there's spiders still on top?
Yes.
Sweet. I'm going to fight them spiders with my sword.
So George falls a considerable ways. How did you do on your roll to take a powerful
blow? I did
blow?
Really well, which is really bad. So okay. I got a 9.
That
so
is...
not a 10, so that's good.
That's
no.
good. Yes. I'm just going to give a team to the pool to make that a 10. No, just kidding. Choose one.
I was thinking I would lash out verbally at Adora. Like, why did you make this so deep?
Okay.
I didn't think
yeah.
it was that deep.
It definitely is the case. Yes. All right. Great. Are you inflicting a condition on Adora?
What's the other option? Oh.
Foolhardy action.
Are you provoking Adora to foolhardy action, or are you going to inflict a condition on Adora?
Foolhardy action.
Sweet.
All you technically did with your statement was yeah. you son of a, you made this hole too deep and I'm going to and make Adora feel bad about that.
And make me do something.
If you want to instead make Adora do something, what would you have said differently? Because currently, I feel like all you want to do is make her feel guilty for making the pit so deep.
No, the condition makes more sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how does that make you feel, Adora?
I'm going to say guilty.
Yeah, I mean.
Legit.
It's totally legit.
Totally not her fault, but that's okay.
It deserves conversation later because
yes.
if I made the pit so deep, I didn't make it so that you'd fall into it. Why are you suddenly falling into my pit?
I can handle this myself.
Great. And up top, Terry Chase cuts through a spider. Roll to directly engage a threat.
Get that spider. Oh, no.
Nope.
Ouch. Terry Chase, alone, cape in one hand, sword in the other, has absolutely failed that roll mark potential.
I'm going to have another advancement soon, guys.
Yay!
Mark a condition.
Jeez.
And we turn to X-Pay. Solarian has let go of your hand and walked into the room. He does look hopeful, though. His shoulders have squared up. Mm. When he walks, his gait has returned to that, like, I know where I'm going and I am the smartest, most strongest, most capable person in the room. So you feel like you got to him mm-hmm. and yet he turned to walk into the daycare. What do you want to do?
I'm going to follow him because my entire purpose was to keep the children safe. And I'm with him having more of his confidence back. X-Pay is intrigued by what his plan is because he seems to be the only one with a solid goal at this moment. So X-Pay is going to follow his lead and see why he's going into the daycare section.
Okay. Roll to assess the situation then.
Oh, wow. I'm rolling so good. Goddamn. 11.
That's impressive. Ask two questions.
I'm going to ask, how could we best end this quickly?
Mm-hmm.
And
wait, before you ask the second question, I get to tell you the answer to the first.
Oh, okay.
This is the good thing about this,
ooh.
Getting successful in assessing the situation structure. You see Solarian's eyes are drawn to the children and they're all sitting crisscross applesauce in a semicircle. The manager lady, Heather, is off to one side. The kids are all looking at a little iPad, little tablet devices that are maybe like 6 inches by 3 inches. And they're all moving their fingers over it. And you can see your own back in the pad of one of the kids and their finger is moving towards this like little red circle that you can make out because your eyes are so good. They've narrowed in. You can see white on there. It says laser in the middle of this circle of red as their finger is moving over it about to push this button. And you realize that if you just stopped the kids from using their pads, that you might be able to stop the spiders from attacking.
So I'll ask my second question.
Yes.
What here can I use to shut off all of these tablets at once?
The router.
Sorry. I know. I was like, where's the internet box?
Change the Wi-Fi password.
Change that internet password.
Yep.
Bam. I just want to destroy the modem.
Yeah. A good sonic pulse at the kids would like knock the kids out and then they wouldn't be able to control the spiders anymore.
He didn't have to tell you the best way, just our way.
Risk it for the biscuit.
Expay is going to walk into the center of the circle of the children, take their hands, and face their sonic blast towards the ground so that it sends a shockwave out around the whole circle.
Cool. Yeah, I've got a +1 on that if you want to do that. Terry Chaser being overwhelmed by spiders. What do you do?
I'm going to jump onto the back of one of the spiders using my cape, like a.
Do you drop your sword then, or?
I'm going to try and hold my sword too.
So you're one-handed do the.
Yeah, I'm going to try and like whip the cape around and use it like a, what do you call this thing? The thing you use on a horse.
A lariat or a whatnot. Yeah, yeah. It's fine. I know what you're trying to
do. Yeah, so I want to whip that around the spider, hold my sword and use that to steer the spider around and like sweep at spiders. It's not smart, I'm telling you, but.
Yeah, just to remind you though, you tried to fight some spiders.
Yeah.
Failed. And now there's a pile of spiders gathering on, going to pile onto you. And you just pick one at random and you're going to swing onto it. George, you're laying on the ground looking at Adora with disdain. Spiders are climbing the walls. They've actually leapt off the walls and are falling towards you. Sharp dagger-like legs glinting in the light to impale you. What do you do?
I'm going to call it to Adora for help. He's a little in over his head.
Okay. Oh. Adora, you've smashed through a wall, revealing a tunnel.
Yeah, I'm going to look around and try to figure out how I can protect George and get rid of the spiders.
Okay, you give a quick look around. Roll to assess the situation.
If I wasn't so guilty.
No, that's what's provoking you to help me. You feel bad.
That would be a 15 minus 2. So
say 15. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Adora just rolled a 12.
I missed that dice.
Plus
3 in superior.
Why don't you assess the situation more often? I don't know.
I did know.
This concludes this episode of Tavern Tales, a curated Masks, a new generation game set in the superhero teenage world of Halcyon City. Our intro and outro music is the song Tavern Tales by the Bad Billy Band. You can find out more about the Bad Billy Band on iTunes or at www.badbillyband.com or follow them on Twitter at Bad Billy Band. Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us a review on iTunes or find us on Twitter at Tavern_Tales. We'll be back next week with more of the adventure.